This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
It's brought to you tonight by Slomans. I'd like to start off tonight, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
I'm sure you consumed a lot of yes watching the Yankees.
Sure.
Peter?
And I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Get your home runs, yeah? Just want to note that on two separate occasions in that last segment, Peter referred to me as Michael.
Wow.
I didn't know.
Huh?
No.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, sure. It's all right, though. I have a cold
voice. Evening to myself. Here's Mike Trite.
So he had a perfect day is what I'm hearing. I always think that when the drop is from a previous day that you're working a perfect game right now.
Oh, by the way, Jennifer Hart said Peter's hotel room is so small when he does ENN, it's just E.
That's good. I feel like there's a bear joke waiting to be said. I'll let you marinate. Let's hear from Richard Jefferson on First Take talking about just what Jason Tatum needs to do to help out his team tonight.
I don't want to hear this. Well, I never said I was a superstar and I don't know what else. Bro, you are first team all NBA. If you are a first team all NBA player, that means you are one of the top five players in the world this season. You need to perform in the fourth quarter. This ain't about a first quarter. This isn't about a halftime deficit. This isn't about your point production or going off of one leg or where. No, this is about in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes to go in crunch time. What will you do? And historically, over the course of these first five games, his point production, his efficiency has been something that we have not seen from a superstar his caliber.
I don't like your attitude, RJ.
Shining Wizards Kevin said, Peter's hotel room is so small it doesn't have Wi-Fi. It has Wi-Fi.
I think it might be time to put a bow on this thing.
You think?
Don is feeling that way.
Sometimes I go too long, you think?
That's right. I've never heard that said about you before, but yeah.
Is Tatum's defense of the way he's playing that he's not a superstar? Is that what Richard Jefferson is claiming?
Andrew, is that a quote that's known? I didn't know Tatum had said that.
I'm not sure. I'll have to find it.
Yeah, I don't know why RJ went there, because I've never heard Tatum say, don't look at me, I'm not a superstar. But if that's the case, I mean, I've been saying now for what, guys, five straight games, they need Tatum.
Do you have any idea, now, Peter, what's tattooed across Tatum's back? It's kind of obscured with his uniform. It seems new. I hadn't seen it before. Can you ask him if you see him at the game today?
He might be close enough to read it himself.
I'm not that close.
I'm sure it's on Twitter. Hold on.
Jason Tatum tattoo. All right. It's been Googled quite a bit. Oh, okay. I see it. God's will. His entire back says God's will on the back. Proverbs 3:5-6.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
And it's Michael.
Well, Peter 3:16 says you just got a bad tattoo.
It's God's will for what, the Celtics to win?
Well, I don't think the tattoo is specific to the series.
No, but just, you know, specific to him doing well.
He has a lot of tattoos, period. Everyone.
Well, on his whole leg.
I hate to get.
You cannot get a tattoo. Stop it. You can't. You'll not be able to be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
I don't even.
Is that
true?
Yes.
I think that's an old. That's an old wives' tale.
It's not. It's true.
Then it's just. So where do you go?
What do you mean? Where do you go? You go to a regular cemetery.
Non-Jewish.
Yeah. I'm sure. I am. I am almost positive, Peter, that that's no longer a thing. That might have been a thing when Michael was growing up. I think they might have waived that. Or you can find a Jewish cemetery that won't even bother to look.
No,
not turning some family away. The father just passed away. Everybody's grieving. What, are they going to examine the body? There's a tattoo here. Nope. Goodbye. There's a cemetery down the road. No, see ya.
The Jewish cemetery is much like the New York Yankees. They have very strict appearance policies, and they do not bend. Now, if a really legendary Jew was trying to get into that cemetery, would they change the rule? That's the question.
Now, I just Googled it and said this belief is purely a myth. While the Torah states that you should not desecrate the body and therefore voluntarily get a tattoo is not allowed, this doesn't exclude one from being buried in a Jewish cemetery. There's no basis for restricting burial to individuals who violate this prohibition.
You're welcome.
Wow, Drake is dropping a surprise album tonight at midnight.
Oh, I'm good. His one song. I downloaded it. I'm done.
David Amandi said, Peter's hotel room is so small it doesn't even have a number. The door just says Kevin Hart.
All right. That, okay. You know what? That, okay. That's good enough. That's it. Good night, everybody.
It? All right. Thanks. See you next week.
That is it. That is 100%. It's a wrap.
I like that.
That was a really – who was that again?
David Amandi.
David Amandi. Kudos, sir. Kudos.
That's right. Good night, everybody.
Some NBA Finals thoughts to chew on. The last team to blow a 3-2 series lead in the finals was the 2015-2016 Warriors against the Cavaliers. And why did that happen, Michael?
Because of Draymond Green getting suspended because he couldn't control himself.
Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green are seeking their fourth NBA title together. They would tie Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker for the most titles by an all-star NBA trio over the last 50 seasons.
Holy crap.
And you know what? They could get better next year. I mean, you're going to start playing Wiseman more. You're going to start playing all of you young players that you're holding back. They could get better.
Poole's just becoming a stud.
Yep.
Wiggins, they got a lot of pieces. All right, guys, now I need you to name all five teams over the last 50 seasons.
Wow.
That had three All-Stars win at least three championships.
All right, San Antonio.
San Antonio's correct with four.
Three championships? So we the Cavs. Okay.
Yeah, so the Warriors are already in with three.
Lakers?
Which Lakers?
The Kobe Lakers. Kobe and Shaq.
Well, who would be the third All-Star?
I'm thinking.
Don, don't you feel like he's thinking too hard?
Bro.
Kobe, Shaq.
You had the team right, but you're thinking about the wrong era.
So LeBron,
staring right in the face.
LeBron.
I don't understand
Anthony
what you're
Davis?
Saying.
No, but they didn't
Wait,
win three titles.
They've only won one championship. Yeah. What the hell's going on with
that?
Are you losing it?
So how many?
Have
how many
heard
did the Celtics
Johnson?
Win in the '80s? Did the Celtics
they
win
haven't
three?
Won three? No.
Celtics won three in the 80s.
Yes.
Celtics won three in the 80s.
But the Celtics would be one.
Pierce.
That's right.
Harris,
81, 84, and 86, of course.
I'm on my mind. What's wrong with me?
Jerry Seasting, Bill Walton. No, it was Bird, McHale, and Parrish. That's known
as the big three tradition. So we got the Celtics, a Laker team.
We
nailed down which
Staring you right in the face. Come on.
Magic, Kareem. Magic, Kareem.
And Worthy.
And Worthy.
Yep. There you go. And that leaves one more. One more team with three All-Stars. who won three titles. And this one may seem tough because you may not remember that the third dude was around for three of the titles. But he was.
The Bulls?
But it's maybe the most obvious. That's right.
So let's say Michael, Scotty, and yep. And Dennis.
That's right. Attaway. You know what, Kaster? You bounced back.
Yeah, nice. You did.
You're talking about Dennis Rodman. You rebounded. That's what you did. You rebounded. Attaboy.
Thank you.
Now, also, Steph Curry is tied with Kobe Bryant for the fourth most 30-point games in the NBA Finals since the NBA-ABA merger in 76-77.
But he's got to win the MVP okay. to be considered a legend.
That was, we talked all week, the theme has been lazy takes. The Steph Curry stuff going around at the beginning of the week was the worst.
Let's say he has, tonight, same thing, 0 for 9 from 3, pedestrian numbers, and they win. He's still going to win the MVP, right? Or who else?
Well, what if Wiggins has another great game?
All right, so let's say he does. Curry's out.
I think Steph has it. If they win, the only way Steph would not win is if Steph is not good tonight, Wiggins is good tonight, and in Game 7, in a clinching game, Steph is not great and Wiggins is incredible. That's the only way it could happen, because otherwise, right now, it's clearly Steph. He's had one bad game where he had 16 points. He also had a 43-point night. He's been basically
perfect. The turning point in the series was Game 4. And that was all him, right?
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean it almost seems preordained that they're giving him the MVP. If he has a game like he had in Game 5, and Wiggins has a game like he had in Game 5 and 4, how is he not the MVP?
I just think it's silly.
He's
great.
So guys,
yes.
most 30 point games in the NBA Finals since the merger. I have five names on this list who've done it at least 13 times. That includes Steph, who has 13 right now.
Right.
So most 30 point games in the NBA Finals.
LeBron?
Since the merger. LeBron James has 22. He's in second place.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan has, wait for it, 23. Mm. He's in first place.
How many are there, you said?
That leaves five total, and we know Steph is one at 13. So there are two others. Mm. Both below Jordan and LeBron.
Let's try Pippen. Any chance?
Absolutely not.
No.
Here's Mike Trite. Scotty didn't have a lot of 30-point games. Let's just be honest about it. He was a solid 20, always.
How about Duncan?
Not Duncan.
No?
I'll give you a hint. This man is on television a lot.
Shaq.
Not only talking. There you go. The D's. 16 times.
I almost said
and
Tim Legler.
One more.
He almost said Tim
Legler. JJ Redick. Patrick Beverly. And lastly, Kobe Bryant also did it 13 times. Steph and Kobe tied right now.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
WNBA legend Sue Bird is calling it a career after the 2022 season. She was the number one overall pick all the way back in 2002.
Ooh.
Four, she can play, man.
Four-time WNBA champion, five-time Olympic gold medalist, one of the greatest American athletes of all time.
Seattle,
shout out
right?
to Sue Bird. Sure.
Is that who drafted her, Seattle?
I believe so, yeah.
Seattle Storm, if you're asking.
That's right. Do you root for them, Don, for the same reasons you root for Portland?
No.
He doesn't like Seattle since he lost out on the Kraken job.
I did not apply.
Did you get it, though?
What do you mean?
Ergo, you lost it.
I didn't apply. How do you lose something you weren't in?
You didn't get it because you're considered one of the great play-by-play guys in this country and in Canada. And it's the fact that they didn't hire you, even though you didn't apply, you didn't get it.
Well, but how do you get something you're not – how do you win a race you're not in? And besides, if I did throw my hat in the ring for the TV job,
right,
there's no way I beat out John Forslund. No, zero, zilch. Matter of fact, they probably didn't even audition anybody, just gave him the job. That's how good he is.
It would be the end of your marriage, too. There's no way Nancy gets on a flight to Seattle.
No, I got her to Arizona.
She just has to do it once.
Yeah, but you're not on a flight? Arizona, a flight?
No, we went to a flight, and the only way I got her through, you'll laugh.
You made out with her.
No, that would not get anybody. That would not get her through. It'd get me through, but it wouldn't get her through. No, I bought like three seasons of Chico and the Man.
Oh, my God.
And we watched like a marathon of Chico and the Man on the way to Arizona.
You know, listen, Peter, you can't make this up. It's you can't write this stuff. You can't.
No.
If we had comedy writers, they would not come up that Chico and the Man got
It's not
them.
Made up.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Well,
you
because
can't write it.
I don't know what it is. But I've had this conversation with Andrew many times. I believe you break up a flight better watching TV shows than movies. Does that make
sense?
On
TV.
But
Agreed.
Chico and the Man?
Yes. Well, because it's not really on in syndication. I got a couple of seasons, and we got through. It's a good show.
Peter, I love this guy. I do.
I know.
There's
he,
nobody
he never
like
lets
him.
You down.
There Chico, is nobody like him.
Don't be
Not only is there nobody like him, there's nobody who's as committed to their own personal brand as Don is.
Excellent. He delivers, well put.
He delivers every single time.
Well, if you're not going to be committed to your brand, that means that you go off brand, what, for other people? If you live your life for you and your significant other, then why should you go off brand? You're only going off brand to show off, to try to let other people feel like you're doing something.
Who played the man, Don?
Oh, that was the guy from...
Yeah, I know who it is. I like a name.
I know. He was in
I'll give you the
Willy
initials.
Wonka.
J.A.
Oh, that would be... Jack.
Yeah, that's a J.
Oh, Jack...
The next clue is it's a supermarket in Florida.
It's Jack A. Albers.
The supermarket.
It ends with son, right?
Yeah.
It's not Alderson, but something like that.
Supermarket in Florida.
I don't live in Florida, Michael, nor will I ever.
Albertson.
What's the
Albertson.
Name?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
We wouldn't have gotten that. He was in Willy Wonka, terrific actor. No longer with us.
No.
He was old when Chico and the Man.
Don't be surprised if he was like 49 in Chico and the Man. We should look that up before we start talking about old man.
Now, a couple more hotel room jokes have come in that I think worth repeating. I know it's a risk because the last one was good. Peter's room so small, it makes RJ sleeping in the bed look like Andre the Giant's there. No. Peter's room is so small. Peter's hotel room is so small, it makes Bear seem like Clifford the Big Red Dog. I think that one's pretty Midge.
All right. In the debut of the show...
That really hurt.
He was in his 60s, so he was 67, so I feel better. Since you don't know who we're talking about, it means nothing.
No idea.
But you really don't? You never watched Chico and the Man?
No, it's not so much that it's me. It's every single human being listening to the radio show.
Why, just because I'm old? I love
Andrew,
that. I had a guy on Twitter.
Chico
like the Mets will the Mets never have and never will be bigger than the Yankees. And I said, well, not in the late 80s. He's like, well, that was 40 years ago. But you said never. So I guess the world didn't exist before you were born. I'm sorry. Because I happen to be older, and maybe certain things interest me, that you have to disrespect me?
I didn't say that.
Instead of, oh, that sounds like an interesting show. Maybe I'll check it out. It was an interesting show. And matter of fact, I think it has a lot of your sensibilities. I think you would enjoy it. But because it happened before you were born, you urinate on it.
That's not what I said. Andrew, do you know Chico and the Man?
I've heard of it.
Honestly.
I've heard of it. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, because these guys have probably mentioned
it. They sound like, to echo Michael Kay, well, you never heard of the Civil War? I love how everything is like Civil War level.
Oh, it's always the Civil War. Now here, hold on, though. The best thing, I'm Googling Chico and the Man, 1974, right. Four seasons.
Yeah.
It's a collection, Andrew.
You should never.
Every old name. It's got Charo and Della Reese, both in it. Don, it's just like names that are thrown around from the 70s and 80s. And Freddie Prinze.
Yeah.
The original.
And it would have lasted more than four seasons, but he passed away. And that was a crushing episode because they had to have an episode addressing his death. And that was a tough one.
It always hurts.
Those are always difficult sitcoms, right? I when they address it. Not replace them. You can't replace them.
Yeah, it's much harder to deal with the death of the actor on the TV show than the actor who just leaves the TV show and they turn it into a death on the show.
Right. Like what they did with McLean Stevenson and MASH.
Or Valerie.
Right.
Killed her off, made it the Hogan family. Done. New show.
That's a bargaining ploy. It's like, all right, you know what? Then when you can't come back. This isn't a soap opera. You didn't have amnesia. You're dead. You're done. That's really a drop the mic for the writers and the producers, right? We get into a contract negotiation, right. And you know what? Here's what we say. We're not just going to say no. We're going to kill off your character. Goodbye.
Oh, it's brutal. I mean, and Valerie Harper was a big name, remember?
Well, they changed the name of the show. The show's name was Valerie.
The show was named, Andrew, you're probably too young for this. The show was named Valerie.
Right.
And she goes into a contract negotiation. They can't get it right. They go, you know what? We kill you off the show. We rename the show. You're dead. And that's what happened. And by the way, it had a decent run as the Hogan family.
Right. And then they hired Sandy Duncan.
Oh, the great Sandy Duncan. How dare you?
And then it became the Harper family.
No, Hogan family.
Hogan, sorry. Who's the Harpers?
I can't
Harpers
tell you.
Or somebody.
Let's, real quick. I
enjoyed that show. Both runs.
I want to give a shout out to my friends over at Hoops in the Sun, who are setting off their 22nd season out at Orchard Beach, one of the great basketball situations in the summertime in the city at Orchard Beach in the Bronx. It tips off this weekend, June 18th and 19th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. You got a men's league, women's league, Rising Suns league. It's a very, very cool thing. Follow them on social at Hoops in the Sun. Shout out to my guy, Randy Cruz, the Cruz brothers. Go check out Hoops in the Sun if you're a basketball head.
Sounds very cool.
Couple other stories to do on the other side. ENN, of course, tonight brought to you by Sloman's, 1-800-ALARM-ME. Take care of your home and your family. Call Sloman's today at 1-800-ALARM-ME. And let's take your phone calls, too. 1-800-919-3776. NBA Finals, Yankees, rough game for the Mets last night. Whatever you want to do, Don and I take you until 7 o'clock. It's the K Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.